Humans. Movement. Radio. Woman's. Welcome to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrass. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show. As always, I will be speaking to women all around the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about Women Are Strong. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today's topic is about Women Are Strong. I came across an article written by Marcia Reynolds. She is the author of Wonder Woman, How High-Achieving Women Find Contentment and Direction. In the article, she states, "I'm amazed at how many articles today still portray women as all alike and that we need to change in order to be successful. I contend that people who write these articles and those that make management decisions based on women as a subset of humanity need to be educated." She goes on to state, "If you feel the person in front of you doesn't see you, hear you, and honor you as an individual, you must teach this person who you are and what you need." She then cites a recent article from the Harvard Business Review, posted by Jeffrey Pfeiffer, a Stanford professor, that claims that women want to be liked more than they want to lead, that they don't understand the trade-offs between family and career, and that they need to be tougher. If you click on the research Pfeiffer uses to support his claims, you'll find that all but one of the studies were done before 1990. Shame on this professor for using such old data to define who women are today. If this is what he teaches at Stanford, it's no wonder that business leaders have no clue how to manage today's smart, strong, goal-driven women. Then there was Kathleen Parker's article in the Washington Post titled "Obama, Our First Female President." Although she started out by saying this doesn't imply deficiency, she goes on to reprimand him for his indirect communication style and his inability to take immediate commanding action, which she said reflects his feminine side. Whether or not she has characterized Obama, well, she discredits all assertive and decisive women. These old-fashioned, harmful views of women will continue for many reasons, including fear of a change in power structures and the lack of updated research. When Marcia talks about when she completed her doctoral research, that how she laid out the foundation of her book, Wonder Woman, she found little research that differentiated the nature of high-achieving women in today's workplace from past studies or from non-high achievers. The studies clumped all women into one, as if all women are the same. Now, it's time for smart, strong women to teach their managers and professors who we are and what we need to feel inspired and valued, so we will tolerate staying with a company long enough to be a leader. She then also found in her research that many top talented women leave organizations before reaching executive positions due to their frustration or boredom. They are not the ones that passively stay behind that Pfeiffer talks about in his article. If you are a smart, strong woman, teach people to reset their expectations. Here are some following statements as you plan your own tell them. 1. I need to feel heard and seen for who I am as an individual. Quit making assumptions. Ask me what I think and what I want. And when I get passionate about a subject, don't turn away. I will listen to your point of view if you listen and acknowledge mine. 2. I need frequent new challenges to stay engaged. Don't assume I want to play safe. I love to learn and to apply my skills and knowledge in new ways. 3. I work at work. Don't think that I'm not focused on the bottom line. I know the importance of profit. I also think that creating collaborative environments that honor the individuals who participate is the best way to increase profits. I have difficulties committing to a monetary goal or a drive solely focused on beating our competitors. I think people want to buy from companies that care about them and the world. We have the same goals for success. We just see different ways of getting there. 4. I want recognition for my efforts, even if I consistently perform. And don't just tell me I did a good job. Let me know the value of my work. In the bigger picture, I like knowing that I make a significant contribution, and I want to know that you know I do this as well. 5. I want to work on the major issues facing the organization. I am not afraid. I have a lot to offer. You might even get a fresh, needed perspective from me. 6. I want to be asked about opportunities that might impact my social life. Don't assume that because I have a family or that I'm a woman, that I don't want the assignment that includes travel or long hours. Ask me and let me decide. I can make choices for myself. 7. On the other hand, don't dump projects on me because you know I will take on more than most people. Let me see if the goals of the project are attainable and totally relevant to my job and my career aspirations. If not, give them to someone else. I hope this article provides a good starting point for you to articulate your needs. Be clear about how you want people to treat you and what you need to feel valued and inspired. If you want to take it one step further and create an environment that supports all smart, strong, sexy women, consider sending a letter to your CEO or direct manager. If you want, you can also go to Marcia's website called wanderwomanbook.com and you can find the letter on there and copy it and send it to the CEO or direct manager. I agree with Marcia. It's time we come together in what I call a positive conspiracy of change to educate the public and our leaders about who we are as smart, strong, sexy women. If you think about it, ladies, this is why you listen to my radio shows. Think about my intros. If you have never really paid attention before, I state I represent a movement of women who are powerful, sexy, and changing their lives by force. This is why I want you to join me. I want us to raise the standard of how the world sees us. We should be heard. Now, let's get started with our show. On today's show, we have Crystal Wells. She is the founder and CEO of WomenAreStrong.org. When we return, we will have a nice little chit-chat with Crystal about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, Crystal Wells. As I stated before, she's the founder and CEO of Women Are Strong. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Janae.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
So, Crystal, where are you located?
I'm located in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, wow. Home, Kansas, home of, what's the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yes. You do have Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. So let's just get into it. Let's talk about your business. Tell us what you inspired you to start your business, Crystal.
Well, I don't know that it was a single inspiration. I've kind of been that oddball or black sheep that didn't really fit into any mold. From the time that I got out of high school, got my first job, I did a lot of job hopping.
I've been there.
And, you know, you have to start questioning yourself at some point. Well, do I just keep getting that next job? But really, even as I look back now, certainly all of those experiences were leading up to where I am today and giving me the opportunities to learn and grow and to become the person that I am, and to give me the opportunity really to open up my own company. And I have to say that Women Are Strong isn't my first business. So over my course of serial entrepreneurship, I've just learned really more and more and more about myself, about my own essence, about what I'm passionate about. And Women Are Strong was really just kind of that point, that culmination of putting everything together. And it's a huge leap for me to take a step out and proclaim to the world that this is who I am, this is what I want to do, this is how I'm going to help women. And it just took everything up to that point, like my life story, all of the things that I went through as a child, you know, those cool teenage years, job, all that good stuff. So really, there's not just one point that kind of inspired me. It was everything throughout my life that has led to this point.
Would you mind sharing anything that would have led up to this point?
Sure. I say that my story is truly part of what I'm doing. And so it's kind of odd. As I was growing up, I always thought that my struggles were just like everybody else's struggles. Mm-hmm. So my parents divorced when I was very young. I didn't really have a bad childhood, you know, no abuse from really either side, no physical abuse, I can say. My father was a perfectionist. Everything always had to be perfect. And my mother always saw the negative side of things. And so that was a lot of pressure. But they fought a lot, never agreed on anything. My brother and I were caught in the middle. And really, I started to look for outlets. So as I came into my teenage years, I ran with the wrong people. I had bad friends. I made bad choices. I say bad, not really bad. I needed those experiences to be who I am today. And so I had gone through rehabilitation for drug and alcohol abuse and suicide by the time that I was 14, I believe, and then actually moved out of my parents' home when I was 15 and had my first child by the time that I was 17. And I just didn't think anything special about that, right? I did graduate from high school. I've lived in cars. I've eaten ramen noodles. You know, we've had friends sometimes that worked at restaurants and we had to go there to get free food. So I've really definitely been down in the dumps, or what some people would consider hard times. But man, Janae, I just really thought that that was kind of normal. Everybody had some type of struggle that they went through and that I was really nothing special. So as I started growing up and getting older and had some additional things in my life that I had to deal with, my older two children were horrifically abused by their stepmother, and I didn't have a lot of custody at that point.
Because you were still putting your life back together?
Absolutely. I was kicked out of my house that my father owned. So my father kicked me out of my house and gave it to my ex-husband and really left me on the street. I made $800 a month. Working at that point in time. And I remember that my daycare bill was $650. So I didn't have a lot of options other than to leave my kids in the house and let my ex. So at that point, that's when we were getting divorced. And that's how he ended up with majority of the custody, which really kind of set the stage as we were, you know, a few years later, as we were going through that abuse. And so anyhow, fought for my kids and got really comfortable with telling people my story because she did a lot of mental abuse, not a lot of physical abuse until the end. And so it's very difficult to prove mental abuse. And
for sure.
Said just disgusting things, right? So she would tell them what they had to say. I know this today because, you know, they can tell me the stories, but I got very comfortable with telling people what was wrong and the things that I was going through, and the reactions that I started to get were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you're going through this. And I was probably 22 maybe when this started. So I was very young. And
so is this why you created Women Are Strong, is to combat the feelings that you had at that point in time?
Really, it's as I continued through that was, so I can even tell you my personal psych, when something really bad happens to me, I get really down and out. And it takes me about 24 hours to mull through that. And I stand up and I go, by golly, not going to get beat. And I'm going to get through this. And because of all of those stories that I have that I had to get through, every time I would stand up and each time I would move forward and I would be better because of it. And throughout my life, I've noticed that not all women have the ability to stand back up, to stand up for themselves, and to move forward and take the next step in what they're supposed to do.
Great. You know, every time that I speak to you, I listen to your story, and I'm thankful that you did share that, because a lot of times we don't share the story of what it takes to go through or start a business or even a lot of our life experiences. A lot of people want to walk around with masks, hiding behind, making it seem like everything is pristine and perfect. And that's why, for me, and we'll get to this later in the show, why I started the Bear Campaign is because I really wanted to give voice to emotional transparency and emotional intelligence. We need to be more transparent. It's not even so much with other people, it's with ourselves. And then therefore we can project that very thing and the very things that we want back from the universe. So how long have you been in the business now of Women Are Strong?
Just a mere 3 months. Our official launch date was July 2nd.
Okay. And how has that been for you so far?
It's been a whirlwind. I knew better getting into it. Things always change. And the way that you start your business is never the way that it ends. So I can say it's been a lot of fun learning and growing with my business and watching it evolve even in just 3 months.
So, but you've had other businesses before. What other businesses did you do before, and what led up to Women Are Strong?
Oh, that's so funny. I probably can't even name all of the businesses that I've had.
I want you to tell them about the struggles and the pitfalls of failure before you find one model that works.
So let me first tell you that my definition of failure doesn't exist. I don't believe in failure. I believe that anytime you don't achieve the outcome you expected, that you still succeeded, but merely in finding a way that doesn't work for you to achieve your goal. So, I have lots of successes in pointing me in the different direction. But really, in all honesty, Janae, every business led to the next one. Every single one of them led to the next one.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because that's exactly it. A lot of times we look back and we're like, well, when at the time when it's happening, we're like, oh, well, this didn't work out. So what do I do from now? And some people just lay down and they just, well, they're not going to start another venture because they feel defeated from the next one.
Right.
I look back now and I say to myself, every single thing that happened to me in my life all led up to this moment. And that's when you can stand back and you're like Moses on the mountaintop, right? You're looking down at everything that you've built or everything that you've done.
Absolutely. Therein lies your story. And so I wholeheartedly believe that every woman's story is a part of where they're at. And certainly a propulsion point to put them into that next stage. So I can tell you that I'm very heavily into health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done personal training and nutrition coaching. I've also been a life and addiction coach. And then most of my stuff has been a virtual business, except for the one one business that we still muster the strength to go to every day today. We do have a brick and my husband and I have a brick and mortar business, and we own a kickboxing studio.
Yep.
And I do have to say that of all the lessons that I've learned in my virtual businesses, none have trumped my brick and mortar business. Still learning today, and definitely found out things that I want in my future businesses and things that I don't want in my future businesses. And so really, kind of like you said, you know, Moses on the mountain looking back, had I not known, you know, what not to do or what to do, would have never shaped what I have today.
Well, that's it. And I think even with the brick and mortar business, even for the existing businesses that you do have, you could look at it, you may be just learning administrative tasks, the actual men part of how to run a business.
Yeah.
The other businesses could be drawing inspiration, right? At the end of the day, it's kind of always looking at what you're learning at that very moment and how you can draw inspiration from it to apply it to the very thing that you're doing now, which is Women Are Strong. So how did you come up with the title Women Are Strong for this business?
I have a good friend that actually came up with the title, and it really didn't even root in the pure definition of empowerment. I'm a power lifter, and there aren't a lot of female power lifters.
Yeah, they're not at all.
And so we were just kind of joking around. My girlfriend and I were kind of joking around, and she's like, yeah, you should start a business named Women Are Strong. And it was over blah, 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 you know, about strength and powerlifting and all this. And I thought, you know what? I believe that the women are strong. So on top of her, I have a girlfriend that is very, very strong. And she's just this short little ball of muscle. And I had gone to the grocery store with her. And I'm going to make the assumption because we were women, they offered to carry a 25-pound bag of dog food to our car. And her and I both looked at each other, and we wanted to go, we don't need help with 25 pounds. We tossed 25 pounds in the air. And it just really kind of got to me, the perception that women still hold today, right? Women are strong. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a physical sense. We're emotionally strong. We're spiritually strong. And we can be physically strong. So it really collectively drew together the perception for me. And so while it kind of has my powerlifting underlying meaning, it's truly about the whole of changing the perception about women and giving them that empowerment to stand up and to show the world that we really are strong.
So what are some of the products and services that you offer under Women Are Strong? Because since you did recently start this company, I know that you said that you've constantly been branding and building it day by day. So why don't you tell us the stages of being a new entrepreneur in this business?
Well, our current status, we do flash t-shirt sales with original designs.
Okay.
And so what that means is every 7 days we put out a new t-shirt design. And this is part of my evolution. We started by allowing our audiences to create the designs and learned very quickly that there was huge obstacles that really prevented that. And so I have a wonderful new partner, and she's a fantastic artist, and she has come up with the most amazing designs. So really excited. Our designs really kind of tailor towards not necessarily a spiritual, but more of an inspirational, more of a, I'm going to put this on my shirt, I'm going to wear it out in public, and I'm going to tell people. Last week we had a design, Proud to Be a Woman. And so significantly, I will walk out in public and I will wear that shirt, and I'll be very proud to tell people that I am a woman, and within the heart are multiple reasons why. So that's currently what we do. We take 30% of our profit and we donate it to a charity each month. Currently, the charities are decided within our own organization, but soon we hope to be able to open up and include our audience participation. But the charities that we support are focused around helping women in health, education, entrepreneurship, or violence against women.
Oh, awesome. That's great. It's good to be socially conscious, for sure.
It's a huge part of what we do. There's so many women out there that I won't get to. So many women that are in situations that don't have the internet, don't have an opportunity to hear about Women Are Strong, don't have the opportunity to see what we're about, or really even kind of dig into our community. And so it's our attempt at being able to reach our fingers just a little bit further. It's our outreach attempt to still try and help those women become empowered that are just in a different situation.
Well, you know, too, what I love about your t-shirts, the fact that they're inspirational, I'm actually looking forward to getting mine, is that sometimes even walking down the street, a lot of people don't know what some women are going through. And even walking down that street wearing that shirt, a woman could see that t-shirt and she could be having a horrible day and just be inspired, and it could totally turn around her energy. I just think back on certain events that have taken place in my life when I was going through some of the rock bottom situations, and how the universe will find anything. It'll use anything to just bring inspiration to you at that very moment, because it always knows what you need.
Yes, ma'am. And I certainly hope to be instrumental.
So what other ventures do you have going on? Because I know Women Are Strong are not just it. I know that you do a little bit of acting. I know that you do the powerlifting. What advice would you give to women that are looking to start your type of business, especially since you have a virtual company? And I can appreciate that, because my company is virtual as well.
Well, I can tell you that first and foremost, my advice to those women is really listen to your heart. It was really a different situation for me when I took a look at opening Women Are Strong. My degree, so my education, is in business. My professional experience is in business, business strategies, execution, business planning, stuff like that. And so really from a logical standpoint, I am so business conscious of creating the business plan and writing out all the strategies and following it through. And if this doesn't logically make sense, you shouldn't do it. When I sat down with my husband and really had the discussion of creating Women Are Strong, the first thing that I said to him was, I want you to know there may be times my decisions don't logically make sense, because this time I am going to make choices based on my passion. So money is not the driving force of my business.
Oh, yay, yay, yay. I love the fact of what you said. Your decisions are going to be made based upon your passions. I love that.
Yes. So my true belief, Janae, is that if you follow your passion, the universe will take care of you. And that means to me that it will provide me financially what is expected to come my way and what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime with it.
You know what? If I could teach women anything, because I'm even planning on starting a webinar series on this, but if I could teach them anything, it's you're always looking for profit clarity in a business, because obviously you're in business to make money. That's a part of it. And then to inspire and do all those wonderful things that make everybody feel all care bearish. But at the end of the day, you're 100% right that the universe, if you're doing and operating in your divine inspiration, it will always provide it. It will always give you what you need. So if I could teach women this, it's just to let it be. Okay.
Yes.
When one door closes, just know that another door is open, and speak that into existence. I teach spiritual marketing, and I think that more of that needs to be spoken about, is that women just need to let it be. Speak
yes.
into in the universe, into existence, be already thanking. So you're asking, you're receiving, and just letting it be. And you'd be surprised what the universe does for you.
You bet. Absolutely agree. 100%. So that's some of the things that are in development for Women Are Strong as well, are some empowerment courses. And that is most definitely part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Really? I didn't know that you had empowerment courses. I would love to talk to you about that more in detail, obviously off the air. But
yes, I think we should.
Because I'm looking, a lot of the ladies and I, we've been talking about putting together a webinar series. You know, I talk to women all over the world and in pretty much every country now, and every single woman in a different culture, it doesn't matter if the topic is brand, everybody has a different perspective that they bring to each and every single topic. So
right. So from a simple point of view, because I do have a very logical mind, I'm learning to follow my passion and open my creative side, because the majority of my life has been spent in logic. So I have a unique ability to combine the two together. And from a very logical perspective, I can put something very simple in the fact that truly we don't empower ourselves because of fear. And fear comes from a belief. So the complex portion of that is working backwards and understanding truly what that belief is and questioning that belief. Does it still suit your purpose today to believe what you believe? And that in itself starts to change that fear. And by removing that fear, allows you to become empowered and to really open up and move to the next stage of whatever it is you have coming your way. So that is part of what we're doing as well. And so I do powerlift. I love powerlifting. It gives me a great opportunity to stay healthy. I don't compete in powerlifting to compete against other people. I do it to better myself. That's one of the things I'm working on as I move out of a sales position. And my logical side is that I don't need to compete. Not for anything.
I'm glad that you said that, Crystal, because a lot of women, that's something we do need to talk about, is this competition. What is for you is meant for you, and what's for another woman is meant for another woman. And the issue of competitiveness that exists in business with women needs to stop, because there's no point in being competitive. This was not meant to, divine inspiration. The universe has so much inspiration that there's no point in competing or feeling that somebody is taking an idea or anything like that.
And the universe has more than enough to give. So there will never be a lack.
Yeah.
So you and I can do the same thing, and there will be enough for both of us.
Exactly. So, Crystal, since you've made all of these wonderful transformations within yourself, and I know that you've come through, you've gone from the bottom to the top and back and forth over the course of the last few years, where do you find yourself now, mind, health, and wealth-wise?
So, mind, for me, has just been making this transformation, this leap, one, into following my passion, and two, I do have to say that leaving the corporate world was a very big jump for me. I've worked for the past 20 years, and I have been an extremely significant portion of income to my household.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of leaving that was very, very scary for me. I have to say that it really, when I was working up to actually putting in my notice with my company, probably 2 weeks before I did it, I literally just broke down and cried. And I called my husband and I said, I feel like I got fired. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I think that I'm just working through the emotions now that I'm going to have to go through when I leave, because I wasn't fired. And I wasn't extremely unhappy. And so I was leaving a part of my family and my customers and, you know, just a significant piece of my life. And so that was very fearful for me. And I had to work through that process. And so once I got through that, because like I said, I didn't really fit into the corporate world very well. So it was like trying to hammer that square peg in the round hole. But I had been molded that way. And so once I got past that, Janae, and I was able to get up every day and focus on Women Are Strong, I would tell my husband at the end of the day, he'd go, well, what do you do today? And I go, oh, nothing. I didn't really do anything today. And he goes, oh, so you did nothing? And I go, well, I did some research and I developed this and I talked to this person and I did this. And he goes, honey, that's work. And I said, no, it wasn't. It was fun. And it took a while to realize that to follow your passion is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be doing. So from a mind perspective, to be able to get rid of the stuff that wasn't truly me that I was trying to force myself to be was like lifting the weight of the world off, and I didn't even realize I had it. So
had that aha moment that Oprah talks about, right?
Absolutely. And it just continues on. It just keeps going, Janae.
Health-wise, we know that you're in tip-top shape. I love looking at your pictures on your profile of you powerlifting. And just the face, it's fierce. people should know this. Ladies listening, you should know that Crystal is not a big woman by any means. She's like a tiny little thing. And you're just lifting all this weight. How much weight can you lift?
So the picture that you're talking about was at a meet back in March. So ladies, I can tell you that I'm 5'6". I weigh 138 pounds. And I was doing a deadlift, and I was lifting up 304 pounds.
Wow.
And it was really heavy.
That's impressive. I like that. And then obviously you shared with us, you know, where you are now financially. And obviously in the beginning stages of a business, you know, it's always about allocating and how to make a dollar stretch and how to do all of those things. But for sure, I can definitely see that you're going to have tremendous success with your business, and I'm so happy for you. And is there any last words of advice that you want to give to the ladies listening all around the world?
You know, Janae, I would tell them to go for it. I have definitely some different views that oppose traditional social views at this point. And there are changes that are happening in our world. And there are things that are going to come about. My definition of never failing, for example, we don't teach that to our children. We teach them in school that there are right answers and there are wrong answers. And I disagree with that. I think that every answer is right. Because if it doesn't agree with the intended outcome, it truly means you just found a way not to get that outcome. And there may be a different way to get there. Your goal is to find that different way. So at this point, I think that it's very, very, very important for women to really be able to dig deep, to feel their passion, to feel their heart, to find their essence, and understand where they're supposed to be in this world, because each and every one of us has a purpose. We have a huge purpose, and our goal in life is to find out what that purpose is and to carry that out. Go for it.
For sure.
That's it.
Thank you so much for being on our show today, Crystal.
You're very welcome.
We hope you'll return in the new year to share more about your business, love, and lifestyle.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
I am so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Crystal. Here is a woman who decided to be strong regardless of the trials life gave to her. But before I leave you this week, ladies, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by an unknown author. It's called A Queen. A queen is proud of herself. She respects herself and others. She is aware of who she is. She neither seeks definition from the person she is with, nor does she expect them to read her mind. She is quite capable of articulating her needs. A queen is hopeful. She is strong enough to make all of her dreams come true. She knows love, therefore she gives love. She recognizes that her love has great value and must be reciprocated. If her love is to be taken for granted, it soon disappears. A queen has a dash of inspiration, a dabble of endurance. She knows that she will at times have to inspire others to reach the potential God gave them. A queen knows her past, understands her present, and moves towards her future. A queen knows the creative energy. She knows that with this, the world is her playground. But without, she will just be played. A queen does not live in fear of the future because of her past. Instead, she understands that her life experiences are merely lessons meant to bring her closer to self-knowledge and unconditional love. This is a queen. I hope this poem makes you think about how we as women are strong. Strong enough to be loved. Strong enough to be powerful. Strong enough to be a queen. Thank you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I want to thank you, because you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that too much true, I guess I couldn't trust, caught your blood, time is up, cause I've had enough. You were there by my side, always down for the ride, but your ride just paint on in flames, cause your greed sold me out of shame.
You're now listening to WMRN.